We've been looking at tarbiyat awlad, and yesterday we looked at pregnancy in we sort of skimmed over it. Today we're going to look at the delivery of a child, childbirth, and the recommended acts once a child is born. Childbirth is probably the most difficult time for a woman. And there is a hadith which says that when a woman comes out of this stage, she is purified from all of her sins. We have a lot of du'as that have been recommended by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which assist with childbirth. They may be recited either by the mother herself or her husband or whoever is with her in the delivery room. Now, it is recommended to recite, for example, Suratul Qadr, as many times as possible to make childbirth easier. If a mother at childbirth is experiencing extreme pain and she's finding it very difficult, then it is recommended to recite Ayah 5 and 6 of Surah Al-Inshirah. This is Surah number 24 of 94 of the Quran, and it's brilliant because it's quite easy to recite. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Fa inna ma'al usri yusra, inna ma'al yusri usri yusra. Indeed, with every difficulty there is ease. Indeed, with every difficulty there is ease. To continually recite this has an amazingly easy delivery. One of the du'as that is also recommended to be recited is du'a-i-yastashir. I think it is very beneficial to prepare for childbirth, not only with the bag we prepare to take to hospital and all the other peripherals, but also to have maybe a CD or a cassette, something that has the recordings of everything that is recommended. And what we've got recommended is things like Dua-i-Joshin Kabir, Dua-i-Yastashir, the various surah of the Quran, like Suratul Maryam. I mentioned Suratul Inshirah, Suratul Hajj, and if these are being played in the background, they have an amazing effect on the mom. Maybe inshallah in the coming weeks we shall prepare a CD for moms in to take for childbirth, and if you contact the Islamic Education Board, they will be made available to you. Let's now have a look at the recommended acts after childbirth. The very first thing that is recommended is when a child is born to recite adhan in the right ear and Iqama in the left ear. Rasulullah sallallahu said, "Man wulida lahu mauludin falyu'adhdhin fi udhunihi al-yumna bi adhan as-salah wal yuqim fi udhunihi al-yusra fa innaha ismatun min ash-shaytan ar-rajim." The person who has a child born to him must recite the call to salah, the adhan, in his right ear and the Iqama in the left ear, since this act will protect the child from the cursed shaytan. Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam says that ghusl al-mawludi wajib. It is wajib to give a newborn child a ghusl. It is highly recommended. What he's trying to say is that it's important. It is ghusl al-mawlud. The niyyah is that you're giving the child. When you give your child your first bath, give the child a first bath. Get some water to pour over his head, his entire body, with the niyyah that you're doing the ghusl at birth. It has also been recommended, as I mentioned yesterday, to name the baby while he or she is in the womb, but to announce the name to others on the seventh day after birth. You know, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Sammu awladakum qabla an yuladu," name your children before they are born. It is highly recommended, and I can't stress this enough, it is highly recommended to have a dinner on the seventh day to feed people. Feed family and friends, inviting them to share the auspicious occasions of the newborn coming in the world. You know, a hadith tells us that there are the occasions where it is recommended to invite people for dinner are when a child is born, when you've moved to a new house, when you've come back from Hajj. Isn't it wonderful? Hadith also tells us that a minimum of 10 people should be invited from amongst the rich and the poor of the community. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as I mentioned, there is no walima except for five occasions. He says the walima is on one, marriage; two, when a child is born; three, when a boy is circumcised; four, when you buy a house; and five, when you return home from Mecca, whether it is for Hajj or Umrah. The other recommendation is that the hair of the head of the baby should be completely shaved off, and the weight of the hair calculated in gold or silver, and the amount given in sadaqah to the poor and needy. The hair should then be buried in the ground. It's recommended to do this on the seventh day after birth. Imam Ghazim alayhi salam says that وَيُهْلَقُ رَأْسُهُ فِي السَّابِعِ وَيَتَصَدَّقُ بِوَزْنِهِ ذَهَبًا أَوْ فِضَّةً. The head of the child should be shaved on the seventh day after birth, and charity should be given in gold or silver for the weight of the hair. And obviously it is wajib to ensure the circumcision of a male child. Recommended again to have this done on the seventh day after birth. Imam Ali alayhi salam says that اختنوا أولادكم يوم السابع ولم يمنعكم حر ولا بارد فإنه طهر للجسد. Circumcise your child, your male child, on the seventh day, and do not let the heat or cold weather prevent you from doing this, since this act purifies the body. And we've been given various du'as that are to be recited when you circumcise the child. There are also du'as to be recited when we slaughter the animal during the performance of aqiqah, which is the shaving of the hair. On the subject of circumcision, there are many studies that have been done. Again, I have an article from the Toronto Star from Friday, August 18th, 1995, which talks about how male circumcision lessens the risk of AIDS, researchers say. And there's a whole article about it. Those of you are interested, maybe we can arrange for you to have them. You know, the whole concept of circumcision is related to distorted versions sometimes of the cult regions. The tradition of circumcision is reported in many sources, and it dates back to 4000 BC. There is nothing in Islam that talks about female circumcision. There is nothing like that at all. Anything that is harmful to the human being is completely out of question. But as far as male circumcision goes, that is definitely wajib. Another aspect when a child is born is to be able to protect the child. That's what really rububiyyah is about. Protecting a child and nurturing a child till they reach their full potential. Protection is a very general issue. Parents may protect a child physically, we may protect a child in all different ways. But one of the protections that we also need is the protection of a child from what we may call bad vibes, maybe sometimes put down as evil eye. And if you wish to do that, then the best thing to do is we have ayah 51 and 52 of Surah Al-Qalam. Constantly recite it with your child, morning, afternoon, night. And your child will remain protected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these ayah says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَإِن يَقَادُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَيُزْلِقُونَكَ بِأَبْصَارِهِمْ لَمَّا سَمِعُوا الذِّكْرَ وَيَقُولُونَ إِنَّهُ لَمَجْنُونَ وَمَا هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And those who cover up the truth would almost trip you up, O Muhammad, with their eyes when they hear the message. And they say, surely he has gone mad. But this is nothing less than a reminder to all the worlds. Continually recite this. Even for yourself, if you feel you are the subject of bad vibes and it's affecting you, recite this for your child. There's no need to go into superstitions of tying threads and putting black spots on them. And there's no need for that. When we have the Quran with us, what more do we need? Inshallah, we will now be looking at in Tarbiyat al-Awlad, the crucial stage of the development of a child, which is from the age of 0 to 7. Inshallah, from next week. Please do not forget me in your du'as, especially in this most wonderful month. And tomorrow night, you will forever be in mine.